it went really, really well. Marquette's just kind of having a lot of practice this year, which is not a bad thing. We've been able to learn a lot of different situations on the court, really developing all their skills with the amount of practices that we are able to do. And then with those quick games that we play with Kewalk and Wrangell, they just a chance for them to put it all together against someone else that doesn't know their tendencies, because I think we've gotten really used to what each other do at practice and kind of what each player's tendencies are, which is good because they've had to find other ways to earn points. But they've gone well. We beat Kewalk in 3 last week and then took care of Wrangell on our senior appreciation, beat Wrangell on Friday. And then went over to Wrangell on Saturday morning and back early in the afternoon to give them their senior appreciation game. And the kids did really well both Friday and Saturday. So kind of almost the end of the season. This is officially our last week. And then we'll see how things kind of develop throughout the week, whether or not we go to Craig on Saturday, turn around, come home. Region tournament is going to be modified a lot compared to years past. One-day event, modified some of our game schedule just to make sure we can get it all done in a day.
What were the scores against Wrangell Friday and Saturday, if you have those at your fingertips?
I do. Friday, game scores was Petersburg 1-3-0, 25-19, 25-21, and then 25-12. And then on Saturday, we beat Wrangell 25-14, 25-20, 25-13.
Okay, so does Petersburg go into the region tournament as the top seed?
We actually go in as the second. 2 weeks ago, we also played Craig. We played Kewalk on Friday, which was a makeup from a previous canceled one, and then we went over to Craig to play our makeup game too that was canceled, and we actually ended up losing to Craig while we were over there, 25-17, 28-26, 26-24. So a real competitive game with Craig. Craig does an amazing job of keeping the ball in play. They are definitely not as tall as we are, but they are always really well disciplined on defense and ball control. We were just long travel day for them. Bus ride, boat ride, bus ride, play, turn around, come home, but just couldn't get in a groove while we were over in Craig. We had a lot of missed serves, which was not characteristic of us. And then just Craig served extremely well against our team, which they typically do. We know that they serve well and they play tough defense. So Craig will be the one seed, and then we will be the 2. Kewalk is the 3, and Wrangell's the 4.
Okay, so do you know who you open up against?
Yep, we go up against Kewalk first.
Okay. You mentioned senior appreciation. You have 4 seniors on the team this year?
Yep, 4 seniors. Julie Olson, our setter. Allie Davis, one of our outsides. Shayla Madol, one of our other outsides. And then Sage Johnston, our libero. Our 4 seniors that have done great for us, done wonderful things, and they're just great team players. They do a nice job on the court, and we will miss them for sure.
Anything else on the rest of the athletic season or on your volleyball team that we missed?
No, volleyball team's doing great. We had 26 kids out. Our younger kids are done for the season. They did fantastic. We did a little inter-squad scrimmage with them on Friday, and it was great. And we're just going to keep plugging away, trying to keep the kids active. On a middle school standpoint, we start cornhole this week, so we're really excited for the new unit for our intramural piece with the middle school. So.